Welcome to the Hidden Potential Podcast. I'm your host, Homer Hargrove. And in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about three principles to be able to help you succeed in your organization. In this episode, I'm going to give you three takeaways at the end that you can directly apply within your leadership. And every single week, I give you good content to be able to help you tap into your hidden potential as a leader or minister. I do that by equipping you with mental and practical tools to be able to use within your organization. Let's get started with a big thought, and that is, it's easy to feel overwhelmed from all of the suggested advice and steps when it comes to experiencing success within your organization, your leadership, ministry. You can really waste a lot of hours, even days, weeks. You can waste entire years by chasing the next new idea. And when it comes to ministry, leadership, your organization, I believe that there are simple and consistent principles that you can apply to your role without having to compromise your character, your personality, or especially the vision that you have for that role. And in today's episode, I'm going to unpack these three principles that will help you form a foundation for your leadership while still keeping your own creative individuality. To just kind of sidestep from this, to share from my own experiences, when I first became, I first started pursuing leadership and ministry, I felt very overwhelmed at the thought of what kind of leader I was supposed to be. Because it's easy to start assuming that you're supposed to be exactly like the leaders around you or the leaders that are within your scope of influence or perception. And the early years, I feel like I tried to imitate those people around me. And oftentimes it's just simply not me. Especially when it came to church ministry, there's a lot of times where I was around like legalistic ministers, while I was not a legalistic person. It was very contrary to my own personality or ideology. The leader I was much different than the person I was. And I feel like it took me years to really work out becoming a great leader without compromising my own personality, my own individuality. And the same goes not just from ministry, but even when it came to when I went into sales and in corporate places and workplaces, it's easy to morph into the environment you're at. And especially when I was in sales, I remember when it came to practicing like the sales pitch, there was like the opening line was a sales pitch that we all had to memorize. And it was a total lie. It was based off of a lie. And it made me feel really uncomfortable because the very first exchange I was supposed to have with a potential customer was deception. And I did not like that sleazebag sales approach, that slimy sales approach where you're starting off this, you know, shallow relationship with deception. I just did not like that at all. And when you turn it into ministry, even think about all the people that have maybe knocked on your door, and you know, some Jehovah's Witness or non-denominational Christian that's saying, "Oh, we're just doing a survey," but it's really just them trying to convert you, and it just leaves a really sour taste in people's hearts. And the fact that the very first instance that you have with them is that you're trying to deceive, you're trying to manipulate your intentions. And so let's really unpack how can we get great without compromising parts of our personhood that are meaningful to us. And the first thing I want to say is number one is showing up. Show up, show up. And when it comes to showing up, I believe that really when it comes to success, I think that the 80-20 rule applies. See, that 80-20 rule, that philosophy, it's a pretty common philosophy. I hear it a lot, but it's surprisingly accurate. And what I mean here is that 80% of success is showing up, period. Simply showing up, you'll be able to achieve success. And that's it. If you just start there, that's where any person aspiring to achieve something greater than mediocrity, 80% is showing up. Whatever your commitment is to do, maybe it's cold calling. I'm telling you, show up to those cold calls and you will find success. Even if you're hearing no's over and over and over, show up. If it's even just, say it's to get some type of ministry position, show up to the event and you will show out. See, you'd be surprised at how many people have a hard time doing this. And the older I get, I don't know if it's that like this happens with all people as I get old to where they look at the people younger than them like, oh, well, back in my day, I'm not even that old, you know? And I feel like it's the amount of consistency within people is falling drastically lower and lower. And I've seen it within blue collar workplaces. I'm talking about when I used to work at a shop and I would change truck tires. And there'd be people that would be able to get paid decent wage for blue collar work, but they just couldn't show up consistently, and so they would get fired. And I saw it in white collar workplaces and in sales jobs that I had, is people just can't show up. And those who do show up, whether it's blue collar, whether it's white collar, and especially in ministry, when people do show up consistently enough times, you inevitably show out. Even for myself, when it comes to our church, when I'm looking at aspiring leaders, the first people I think of are the ones who show up every Sunday. They stick out to me because I am seeing them every week. When I was a youth pastor, there's so many people that said that they wanted to share a message, that they wanted to have this stage time, but I would ask them to simply show up to help set up, and they couldn't do it more than 3 weeks. It's like, and if you want to have those show out moments, you have to be able to show up enough times. And I honestly believe that the only reason I even became my first like real ministry role where I had more intense responsibility was being a youth pastor. I think the only reason I got that role was because I showed up enough times. I think I outlasted like 3 different youth directors. And eventually they're just like, well, this guy keeps showing up to move chairs. Let's try him out until we find someone more qualified. And I ended up showing up for that role. And I just kept showing up even more than the leaders above me. And that got me that role. The same thing happened with all these other different jobs I've had over the years. Every good job I've had and job offers I've had was often presented because I showed up consistently. I'm talking about even times where a volunteer role turned into a paid position. It was because I showed up even more than the leaders who were in charge. I showed up. I would be able to get a perfect attendance award if there was one. And so showing up matters. That's number one. That's foundational. If you're not going to be able to achieve anything else with what we talk about today, start here at showing up. The rest will align. Number two is pay attention. See, the other 20% of success is found in what you do after you show up. And so it's one thing to be present, to say, here, I'm here, I made it. But it's another level when you're paying attention to the details once you're there. See, if you're at that place, look for things that need to be done and do them. Even if it's not within your responsibility, even if it's not necessarily your job, just find something to do. Just look for things that either need to be completed or things that could be made better. Just work on things. And you can only do that if you're paying attention. I don't know how many times I've been in a workplace, I have other coworkers around, and while everyone is looking for the next opportunity to not do something, to cut up, to, just kind of like talk with one another. I love talking with coworkers. I like communicating with people. But when you allow yourself to pay attention instead and look at what else needs to be done, there'd be so many times where while everyone was talking, I would just look around and I would just go start sweeping if there's nothing else to do. And that simple principle, paying attention, like even if it's just sweeping, looking at what needs to be done, it will elevate you. It will prime you for promotion. It will give you access to things that other people don't have access to because it shows that you're paying attention. And great leaders are only in the position of being a great leader because they paid attention long enough. Step one is showing up. Step two is paying attention when you get there. And again, it sounds like this might be overly simplistic. You might be fast forwarding, like, oh, come on, get to something else. I'm telling you, pay attention to the details. You will be so surprised at how many people are not present. Just make it a duty of yours to not even be on your phone at all. Just pay, next time you go to a restaurant, look at how many people are on their phones. I mean, if you want to be ordinary, just continue on. You don't need to worry about paying attention. Just do the bare minimum and you'll stay where you're at. But if you want to grow, if you want to get promoted, or you want to start something bigger, then you need to pay attention where you're at. Be present in your mind and consistently looking at what is around you. What could you be doing? How can you be growing? How can you make something better? It is pivotal when it comes to success. Now, finally is number three, be authentic. I know I did a whole episode a while back about being authentic, how important it is, but it may be last, but it is not least, being authentic. See, no one likes a slime ball. And what I've noticed when it comes to young leaders who are just starting out in ministry is that they almost believe that they have to be the slimy butt kisser in order to get any kind of promotion or in order to get noticed. And I just disagree. I think that it makes you just look like everybody else who's looking to get favor in order to achieve to the top. But real people who are in charge, who are able to promote you, or actually where their favor actually matters, they're not looking for another butt kisser. They're not looking for a slimy little weasel that is able to shake enough hands. They're looking for somebody who can be someone they can trust. You can only be someone trustworthy if you're your authentic self. And I've seen this even when it came to a nonprofit organizations I work for, and even when it came to like building trust with board members, building trust with major donors. It didn't happen from me kissing their butt. It didn't happen from me pretending to be someone else. It happened because I was authentic and I had more favor with them than others, not because I was necessarily special, but because they could trust I was being my real self. And you got to understand that if you allow yourself to be honest with people in this way, the way that you treat them, you will go far, because you make people learn to trust you when they realize that you are genuine. And what that does is what you're building up with step one and two is you're building up your capabilities. You're building up this foundation. When you're authentic, you're building up your opportunity, okay? Building up your opportunity to where those qualities mixed with the quality of showing out will lead you to exponential success through these opportunities that arise from you being a genuine person. And now I want to make it clear that when I say be authentic, I am not saying to be rude. I'm not saying to be a jerk because you're just being real. No, that's stupid. It's not always what you say and what you do, but how you say it and how you do it. I can be genuine and say that I do not like something or that I do not even like somebody. If I say it the right way, I'm still being honest in my opinion or being genuine in how I perceive things, but I don't have to be a jerk about it. I like, for example, say there's a church that I don't necessarily like, and it comes up within conversation among a network or whatever. I don't have to say like, oh, that the leaders there are jerks, or that person is so fake. I don't have to behave like that. I could simply say, I just don't align with their culture. I don't align with their values. You know, God bless them and everything, but I just don't personally believe in the things that they believe in. And when it comes to their culture and their values. And see, I'm saying the same thing. I don't like them, but I'm not being a jerk about it. And the same goes for individual people or tasks or responsibilities. You can be genuine and nice. You don't have to be this rude person. So I want to make that abundantly clear, because being rude, being a arrogant jerk, that is not going to get you favor. That is not being genuine. That's just being rude. And that is taking away all self-control, okay? You don't want to make people contempt for you because of the way you're acting. Be a responsible adult. Be mature and be nice. Now, let's end with three takeaways. Number one, make your commitments and determine to show up to it. Come hell or high water, be there. And extra credit, I think that you should really consider this. Extra credit would be whatever that commitment is, be the first one there and the last one to leave. Again, I became a youth pastor just by doing that. I was always the first one there and I was the last one to leave. I'm talking about even when I was just a volunteer. First one there, last one to leave. Even when all the staff were late, I was there on time. When all the staff were ready to leave, I was still there finishing things up. And again, make it your commitment, determined to be there. Number two, at your place of commitment, find one to three things to redirect your downtime into by doing something else productive or making something better. Going back to, as an example, when I was a youth pastor, before service, there was nothing for me to do. There's no necessarily responsibilities. I started going to the parking lot and greeting people at the parking lot. I would open the doors. Even when it came to, for the end of service, I was opening doors. I was handing out youth flyers. I was doing something that no one asked me to do. I was finding something to do or something to make better. Number three, practice being your genuine self with people in places that you usually put on a show for. Now look, maybe you've already got this far and you're just real everywhere you go. I'll just urge you. There's a lot of times where we pretend to be something that we're not. There's a lot of places that we do that. We do it with our bosses, our managers, our higher-ups. We just do that. Sometimes we don't even have to think about it. We just do that. I urge you, don't lie to yourself. Be honest with people and strive to be genuine in the places that you usually put on a show. I hope that this episode was meaningful for you, that made a difference in your life and your leadership. Could you do me a favor? Could you leave a rating and review for this podcast? It really helped me out and it helped others be able to see this show in their feed. All that being said, until next time, have a great life.